great guitar work in it, and we're going to continue on in that vein, this time from Pat Metheny's latest release, The Unity Sessions. We're going to hear On Day One.
Yeah.
To play. So we're going to continue on with an album by Jane Ira Bloom. She plays soprano saxophone. Her latest CD is entitled Early Americans, and we're going to hear a track called Gateway to Progress.
Thank you.
Was a set inspired by Americana, American music, going back a few years. The last one you heard was inspired by Delta Blues, and that was a Robert Johnson composition as performed by Noah Preminger from his brand new album entitled Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground. I love that. I love the name of that album. And you heard, as I said, a Robert Johnson composition entitled Love in Vain. And that's Noah Preminger's latest quartet, which includes Noah Preminger on saxophone, Jason Palmer on trumpet, Kim Cass on bass, and Ian Froman on drums. I am maybe one of the first to mention that Noah Preminger will be appearing at the Paul Brown Monday Night Jazz Series this summer. I believe the date is August 11th when Noah Preminger will be here. So the official lineup has not been announced, but I have it on good word. Noah Preminger will be performing here at Bushnell Park this summer. Something to look forward to. Before that, we heard from J.D. Allen from an album entitled Americana. And actually, the entire title is Americana Musings on Jazz and Blues. And we heard the track Lightning, and that's J.D. Allen's trio. J.D. Allen's gone back to his original trio going back a few years. He experimented with different members on this trio, including some from the Hartford area like Desron Douglas and Jonathan Barber. But he went back to his trio of the past, and it is a great trio indeed. J.D. Allen on tenor sax, Greg August on bass, and Rudy Royston on drums. We heard the track Lightning from this album, Americana. And we started out this set with Jane Ira Bloom, great soprano saxophone player from her album Early Americans, and we heard Gateway to Progress. One thing about all those three albums that you heard is they were chordless ensembles. That is a group that does not have a chordal instrument like piano or guitar. And we're going to continue on in that vein with another chordless quartet in this case. This one from Hartford alto saxophone player, great talent. His name is Chris Allen. He's got a new album out called Beloved, and we're going to hear Mandy Have Mercy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's see the set you just heard. We'll start from the beginning. We heard from Chris Allen from his album Beloved, and we heard the track Mandy Have Mercy. That's on Truth Revolution Records, featuring Frank Kazira. Well, let's say featuring Chris Allen on alto sax, along with Frank Kazira on tenor sax, Lukez Curtis on bass, and Jonathan Barber on drums. All great, great players from the Hartford area. And then after that, we played a new one from One For All, a group that's been around for a long time. And we heard their latest album entitled The Third Decade. And we heard two tracks from that. One was a Steve Davis composition. Steve Davis, great trombone player and sort of musical mentor, jazz mentor to many, many of the musicians coming out of the Hart School of Music, the Jackie McLean Institute for Jazz. And we heard Steve Davis's composition entitled Daylight. And then a song written for Steve Davis. This one's called Hey Stevie D, Steve's nickname, as anyone from the Hartford area that's into the jazz scene knows. Yes, Hey Stevie D is the name of that composition from Joe Farnsworth. All right, let's see. Time now is 11:35. Man, less than 25 minutes to go here on Friday Morning Jazz in the Groove. My name's Ken. Hope you're digging the show. I know I am having a great time this morning sharing this fine music with you. We're going to continue on with one from a very interesting trumpet player. His name is Kung Vu, and this is the Kung Vu Trio meets Pat Metheny. And we're going to hear a track from this album. The album's entitled, well, I guess that is the name of the album, Kung Vu Trio meets Pat Metheny. We're going to hear Acid Kiss. Thank you. Very interesting. I like that. It was definitely out there, though. Hope you enjoyed it as well. That's Kong Vu and his trio, and the name of the album is Kong Vu Trio Meets Pat Metheny. We heard the track Acid Kiss, and that features Kong Vu on trumpet, Stomo Takishi on bass, Ted Poor on drums, and of course, Pat Metheny just playing a soaring out there electric guitar. Hope you like that. We're going to finish the show today with an album that I played for the first time last week and really piqued my interest, and I wanted to hear more of that, so we're going to finish out the show with this. Name of the artist is John Deversa, and the album is Kaleidoscope Eyes, The Music of the Beatles. And he's got some very interesting large ensemble arrangements. And we're going to hear Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
I'd like to take a moment to ask of you a small favor. It takes a great deal of time, effort, and money to bring this podcast to you each and every week. Hopefully, this show brings you a deep appreciation of this great American art form. Now, I am asking you to show your support to give back some of the value that you may take away from this program. Please consider donating to this podcast. Perhaps it is worth the cost of a single CD. Certainly, you get at least that much music from just one listening of the show. Maybe you would consider donating even more than that if this program gives you hours of listening pleasure week after week. Whatever you decide, please visit my website at www.jazzandbeyond.com. There is a button on the right sidebar where you can make a donation of whatever you feel is appropriate. That's www.jazzandbeyond.com. Thank you for listening.